We're going to be using this wonderful book, Rinpoche's Daily Purification Practice, the Pocket Vajrasattva. And just in case anyone's new to this, I thought I would just read out a little bit about it so we can ease into the practice. So the editor's introduction. In Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, Pabongka Rinpoche explains how the great Atisha would purify any negativity, no matter how small, immediately. Even in public or when riding on his horse, as soon as he noticed a breach in his ethics, he'd stop what he was doing, drop to one knee, and then and there purify it with the four opponent powers. The powers of dependence, regret, remedy, and restraint. Of course, compared to us, Atisha may not have had that much to purify. Still, he would say, I never break my Pradamoksha vows. I rarely break my Bodhisattva vows, but my tantric vows, I transgress those like falling rain. Atisha practiced purification in this way because of his deep realization of the psychomechanics of negative karma, especially its four fundamentals. Negative karma is certain to bring suffering. It multiplies exponentially. If eradicated, it cannot bring its suffering result. And once created, it never simply disappears. Through the study and practice of Dharma, we should try to attain a teacher's level of understanding. In the meantime, we should try to practice as he did. Therefore, out of his great compassion, Lama Zopa Rinpoche has composed this short Vajrasattva practice and requested that it be published in a format that's easy for people to carry around and have available at all times. Thus, we could be like the great Atisha. Whenever we notice we have a broken vow or created any other kind of negative karma, we can whip out our little Vajrasattva book and purify that negativity with the four opponent powers without a second's delay. Thinking it's not just us that's doing this practice, but we are surrounded by all the sentient beings, so many of them completely overwhelmed by their problems, their distractions, their sufferings, no window of opportunity whatsoever. So we're the designated practitioners. We're taking refuge for them. So we recite the motivation prayer three times. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. So before we get to that one, so that was the power of dependence, the first part, taking refuge. So now the power of regret. So first recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. So we can contemplate almost every action that we do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concerns, attachments to the comfort of this life. It's like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action that we've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. And not only that, continuously, we've also been breaking our Pradamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, we've created the heaviness of negative karmas in relation to the virtuous friend, to our gurus, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on our mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if we've swallowed a lethal poison. So we must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. So in this way, we generate a strong feeling of urgency and regret. So now's the time to really let those feelings arise, because we need that power of urgency and regret to make the purification work. So these things that we're regretting, they're not just this life, but past lives as well. But if there's anything more recent that has been playing on your mind, then bring that incident to mind as well. Then as an added motivator, remembering impermanence and death. Many people our age or younger have died. It's a miracle that we're still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify our negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If we were to die right now, we'd definitely be born in the lower realms. Because we could not practice Dharma there, we'd remain there for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate we are to be able to purify our negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And then the power of dependence, generating bodhicitta. Remembering that we're not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for just ourselves alone. The purpose of our life is to release all hell beings, pratas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, we must first reach enlightenment ourselves. And therefore, we must purify all of our negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So for the visualization, there's an image here of Vajrasattva, but try and feel this above the crown of your head, seated on a lotus and a moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their bodies are white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a Dorjean bell. She, a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras, the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture, she in the lotus. Think that Vajrasattva is your root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify you and all others. In this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. As a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum, a mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karma, and obscurations. So we'll recite the Vajrasattva mantra together seven times with the first visualization, which is called the downward cleansing. So as the light flows down through your crown, like an incredible cascading continuous waterfall washing through you like water through a drain pipe and washing out all of the negativities, especially those associated with physical actions with the body, and feel that all those negativities are flushed out through all the lower openings, just like gunk flushes through a drain pipe. you can imagine it all really disgusting, all the negativities personified as different animals, scary things that we naturally recoil from, like spiders and scorpions and snakes and dirt and viruses and sticky goo, and it all is completely eliminated. Oh, Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriam Kuru Hom Ha Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom He Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Didome Bava Sutokayome Bava Supokayome Bava Anoratome Bava Sava Sidime Prayata Sava Kamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Feel your body incredibly clean and clear. Then again, the light flows through you, through your crown, and this time filling your crystal clear body up with light, with white light. So your body sparkling like freshly washed crystal straight out of the dishwasher. And as the light fills you up, from the toes slowly up your whole body, it glows brighter and brighter. And all of the negativities associated with speech rise to the surface like oil rises to the top of water. And they get slowly pushed up, 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 and then out from all the upper openings. And because the light flows into you continuously, there's no way any of those negativities can stay because they naturally come to the surface of the light that continuously flows into you. So once again, we can recite the mantra 7 times together. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakamatsutame Jitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mundra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahon Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anorato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anorato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anorato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakamatsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe And then the third recitation, this time as we recite the instantaneous cleansing, which is like a flash of lightning through your mind. And just like in a great lightning storm, the lightning continues. And there's lots and lots of it. So as we recite the mantra, the lightning flashes through your mind, illuminating your mind and completely cleansing, purifying all the negativities associated with the mind, with disturbing emotions, with distorted attitudes, with ignorance. In that flash of lightning, your mind becomes not only clear, but incredibly blissful. So again, we recite the mantra. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Jitam Shriyam Puro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahun Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahun Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahon Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe So think all the negativities of one's mind are completely purified. And then the simultaneous cleansing, which we again recite seven times, to purify all of the subtle obscurations, the stains left on one's mind stream, to purify all of the cognitive obscurations to enlightenment. So simultaneously, the light flows through you, washing downwards, filling you up with light, pushing all the negativities up, and flashes through your entire mind, your experience, all simultaneously, purifying even the very, very, very subtle imprints. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopai Tita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Vajrasattva samaya manopalaya vajrasattva tenupa tita drido me bhava sudokaya me bhava supokaya me bhava anarato me bhava sava siddhi me prayata sava kama tutame chitam shriyam kuru ho ha 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 ho bhagava sava tata gata vajrama me mantra vajra bhava maha samaya sapa ahom pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupa Tita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Triam Kuro Hum Ha 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 Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupa Tita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Ho Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahon Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupa Tita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahun Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupa Tita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupa Tita Drido Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahum Pe To contemplate the meaning of the mantra, you, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, Bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. And generating faith in having been purified from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says to you, son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have all been completely purified. So generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. Even if you have a tendency to feel that they're not, that you have a tendency to doubt or just to fall back into that habit, Guru Vajrasattva knows better. And he says, they've been purified. So feel incredibly happy about that. Take a moment to feel the relief of being purified, of laying down the burden. And to notice how you feel different. And then the power of refraining from creating negativities again. So our promise. So we recite this together. We make the promise to Vajrasattva. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. And if there are particular instances that you're purifying, you could take a moment now to think of a realistic time frame, whether it's a day or a few days or a week or an hour, and promise those particulars to Vajrasattva. And then think that Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge, your promise. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light and dissolve into you, down through your crown. And so incredibly radiant that your ordinary sense of who you are, normally limited, completely dissolves in that blissful radiance. And your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. We can contemplate. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. And there is no negative karma created. Place your mind in that emptiness for a little while. In this way, look at all phenomena as empty. They do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of emptiness, we can dedicate the merits. The dedication prayers. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real, but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. Next page. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes. Never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of High Yoga Tantra, the root of which is Guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samanta Bhadra realized things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And then dedicating for our the long life of our holy gurus. So as we offer all of the merits to our holy gurus, of course, may none of them ever contract the coronavirus. May all of our sincere efforts contribute to their health and long life. May we always try and take their teachings personally into our life. And may we try and fulfill all of their requests and advice as best as we're able. And most importantly, may we always live harmoniously with our Dharma brothers and sisters, because that is the single most important factor for the health and long life of our gurus. So the new prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, which we've just got in the English here. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world. To the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Saviour of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And the long life prayer for all of our holy gurus. May my venerable Lama's life be firm, his white divine actions spread in 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.